This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Tonight, Democratic presidential candidates hold their first televised debate, among them Bernie Sanders, who's happy to call himself a socialist and is being carried along by a wave of grassroots support leading to fundraising successes. Something similar has been happening in Britain. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports on Jeremy Corbyn, the new left-wing leader of the UK's opposition Labour Party.
"Yes, we can," chanted his supporters when Jeremy Corbyn won the Labour Party leadership last month, and they cheered when he promised them a socialist revolution.
"We don't have to be unequal. It doesn't have to be unfair. Poverty isn't inevitable. Things can, and they will, change. Thank you very much."
Corbyn's offering a radical left-wing programme, printing money to build hospitals and schools, controlling rents, renationalising the railways. And his finance chief, John McDonnell, says no more sucking up to big business.
"We will force people like Starbucks, Vodafone, Amazon and Google and all the others to pay their share of taxes."
Corbyn is further left than Bernie Sanders. After all, the senator hasn't called for the end of capitalism. But Sanders' brother, Larry, who lives in Britain, says the two men are both riding a wave of disgust against inequality.
"We've had 40 years in both countries in which the countries have gotten more wealthy, but the vast majority of that money has gone to a very small number of very rich people."
In the US, as a self-styled socialist, Bernie Sanders faces a tougher fight than Corbyn did in Britain. But Joseph Lake of the Economist Intelligence Unit says both men are tapping into the same mood of disillusion.
"Voters are tired of the same old story of the widening inequality, banks that are too big to fail, jobs being shipped overseas. They've responded to this by showing their support for anti-establishment or far-left politicians."
But can the two politicians turn their newfound popularity into power?
"There's very little chance that we will see a President Sanders or a Prime Minister Corbyn."
They are both outsiders, he says. That's their appeal, but too far outside the centre ground, where in the US and the UK at least, elections are won. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.